knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we're given rhyme to our quite unseen able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour and third hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 15th day of August, 2023. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And for the first hour, we have my friend Dave Hodges. A couple of websites, thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, guys. Jeff, Dave's can only stay with us the first hour, so we'll give him the main focus this first hour and go from there. And Dave, I've been reading some of your articles and videos you're publishing. Apparently, you've done some analysis of this most recent Trump indictment, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I'm just getting into it right now. It was released last night at about midnight Eastern, I believe. And 41 counts, 98 pages, and they put some savants on the jury because they took less than a day to filter through 41 counts and 98 pages. Unbelievable. You want to talk about a kangaroo court and a rigged jury? This is just unbelievable on its face. But, John, the amazing thing here, too, is they're charging Trump with conspiracy to make false statements and making false statements. And most of these false statements were made outside the jurisdiction of Fulton County in Atlanta. And the only jurisdiction that this DA and the judicial apparatus has is in Fulton County. So I don't know how they can possibly prosecute someone for what they said in Florida or New York. I mean, if you've said something libelous or defamatory, well, then that's a civil action. But it's certainly not the basis for a grand jury indictment. And the indictment of Trump doesn't stop with Trump. I believe we're up to now 18 lawyers of Trump and campaign workers who are charged with the same thing. This is just beyond the pale, what's going on. I mean, when you read through the indictment, first of all, I thought I was reading something of a comic strip from Saturday Night Live. I mean, this has got to be the worst indictment I've ever read. It's based on crap. I mean, really what they're doing is throwing excrement up on the wall and they hope something sticks. So now we have the fourth indictment in about a month. And clearly this is election interference. But, John, there's a bigger issue here.
What's that?
And I'm going to make this point. We have the House of Representatives that has funding and defunding capability. And going back to Jack Smith and the J6 indictment, Jack Smith left out exculpatory evidence in which Trump gave the peace message that we've all quoted before the people went to the Capitol. He never told them to go on the grounds. He never incited a riot. He said to do just the opposite, peacefully go forth. And he left that out. That is a felony to exclude exculpatory evidence that you have possession of. Actually, the whole world has possession of it. And that means he should be disbarred and indicted and go to jail. But the House of Representatives is doing nothing. And I can tell you why I think this is true, and it's just a theory. But Kevin McCarthy is one of those people. McCarthy, Ronan McDaniel, the head of the RNC, Republican National Committee, and Mitch McConnell all conspired to pull funding at the midnight hour from America First candidates in the 2022 midterm elections. That's well known. In fact, Mitch McConnell's even gone as far as to form an agreement with Chuck Schumer to rid the Senate of America First candidates. And I've reported on that pretty extensively. But I believe that our illustrious Speaker of the House is a candidate in waiting, a midnight candidate to come in. This is just my hypothesis, but listen, He made assurances to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz on his 15th try to be elected to the House Speaker position. And he said he would do this, that, and the other. And he's kind of done some of it. But when it comes down to acting, he's doing none of it. Right now, he should be pulling funding. He should be getting the Republicans in line and pulling funding from the DOJ right now. Defund the whole operation, as radical as that sounds. But they're misusing that institution. They've weaponized it, and now they're guilty in the DOJ of election interference. And if that's not grounds for defunding, I don't know what is. And also, they should be summoning Merrick Garland in a highly publicized event and bring him before the House and grill the hell out of him. And when he doesn't answer their questions, declare him to be in contempt of Congress. There's all kinds of things that could be done right now with regard to money. And then I'll extend a little bit about Congress's inaction. When you look at the Maui funding, I believe, is $6 billion, but four times that amount is going to Ukraine, and they tied the funding together in the same bill. I mean, the GOP is in charge of the House, allegedly.
Right.
Okay. So this should never happen. And the Maui issue is really important. I think we'll get into that too. But with regard to what you asked me about, I'm trying to launch a movement here in America, and I've got some pretty notable people on board with it. Doug Hagman and I have talked about this, Paul Preston and some others. I'm loosely calling it right now, for the lack of a better term, toss them all. I don't think there's 10 people in Congress more than 10 that deserve to be returned to their positions. And what we need to do, in my humble opinion, is take the vast majority of the GOP that is failing in their duty to protect the Constitution against the Communist Party of the United States, a.k.a. the Democrats, and we need to unelect them in the primaries. And I remember reading a poll recently where the American people said they'd have more trust in throwing a dart into a phone book and picking a name out there and putting them in Congress than trusting the clowns we have in office. And so I want to try to get some support, and we need someone to step up and run it, and we'll give them all the media support that they need. We'll help them raise money, but we need to start a toss them all movement. And I think that tossthemall.com might be a good website if it's available, but we need to clean house. Now, that presumes we're going to have a 2024 election, and I am really concerned that things are lining up where we may not have a 2024 election. I have never said that before in the face of all the times we've had people tell us this, dating back to Clinton in 1992. And I just said, that's ridiculous. But right now, the Democrats are so unpopular. I believe they'll do anything to derail an election they don't feel they can steal. You can't steal 100% of an election. You really have to be within a margin, I think, of about 20% today. And that's what a congressman recently told me in a private conversation. And I think he's probably right. So I think that the election's in jeopardy, but I think we need to move towards moving the GOP out, because it's a uniparty. I mean, Mitch McConnell is guilty in the 2022 midterm of pulling funding from 8 senatorial candidates, which were all leading at the time, and 6 of them lost in the midnight hour because they had no funding. I mean, he's in the Senate. Now, in the House, okay, Kevin McCarthy was not the speaker at the time, obviously. Nancy Pelosi still was. But Kevin McCarthy is not fulfilling his fiduciary responsibility to the Constitution to do the things he pledged to do on the 15th try for election. He is sitting there and just being silent. And I think he's hoping that Trump gets indicted, gets put in jail, is unable to run, and that he'll swoop in and he will assume candidacy for the presidency.
Well, that's quite an opening statement you made there. Well, let's go back to the Georgia grand jury. State grand juries can charge individuals or corporations with violations of state law. It doesn't matter where in the state, but only violations of state law, state statutory law. They can't charge people or corporations for violating laws outside their state for activity that took place in some other jurisdiction. They simply don't have that authority. And apparently that's what they've done. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, but there's another aspect of it, too, and there's a 14th Amendment equal protection aspect of this, too, John. Stacey Abrams is still declaring that she's the governor of Georgia with stolen elections, but nothing's happening to her. So there's an equal application of the law issue here as well. But the other issue, too, is if a public official who's running for office is, in their opinion, defrauded, they have the right to criticize. They have the right to look into it. And what we have now is an extreme exaggeration of what Trump said, and they're trying to bootstrap it into he's somehow trying to bribe officials to do whatever. First of all, you have a First Amendment right to say elections are stolen. That's right. That's unmistakable. Well, they're charging him with conspiracy to commit false statements on that basis. From my understanding of the indictment that I went through last night, it's up on Scribd, that they're going after him for they're violating his free speech rights. But see, they're also, like I said, they have indicted lawyers and campaign workers on the same exact charges. John, tell me how could a grand jury go through 41 indictments in a 98-page document in less than one day?
Well, I could do it, but that's my professional training. These grand juries typically are housewives, plumbers, electricians, small business owners. They don't have that training or expertise, either one, to read complex, lengthy legal documents. For them to both read it and understand what they're reading in that short of time without specialized training and coaching is highly unlikely.
Yeah, it just speaks to the intent. And these indictments aren't over. I mean, what are we going to end up with, 15 before it's all over? And then there's the legal question, can Trump run from jail? And then when he gets elected, could he pardon himself? I mean, these are questions I'm seriously getting asked by my audience. Really? And I believe the answer is yes, he can run. But the GOP will turn away from him. I understand right now, and this is what I was told by a congressional staffer. She told me there's movements right now in 14 states to take Trump off the ballot. Now, you want to talk about violating someone's rights, innocent until proven guilty? How can you take someone off the ballot before they're convicted of anything?
I don't see how that is even possible. I don't have any clue how that's possible.
But it's a movement, and it's the Uniparty. You know, as I pointed out to you on your show here, I believe in my state and in my county of Maricopa County that the election in 2020 was mostly stolen by Democratic shenanigans and then subsequently covered up by Uniparty GOP. And what they had was an audit led by former state senator Karen Fan, who's a Uniparty herself. And in the 2022 situation, that election had very little participation from the Democrats. There was some ballot stuffing that was caught on video. And then the court said, no matter how far you away from a ballot box, you cannot videotape that activity, which is not true. I mean, you can videotape anything your eyes can see as long as you're not within a specified distance from a voting place of voting, whether it's ballots or in-person voting. But there was that shenanigans in the 2022 midterm caught on tape. But John, the failure of the electronic voting machines, in which 60% of voting machines went down in Maricopa County in heavy Republican areas, that was a GOP insider job. They control the county clerk and recorder. They control the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors with four Republicans and one Democrat. And they are the ones that set this up. And they said, oh, hey, it was just an accident. Gee, we didn't mean for this to happen. No one did this on purpose to cause these machines to fail. But here's the thing they don't address. You had a bad election, a horribly flawed election based on this, even if it was completely an accident, which it wasn't. But they wouldn't even consider a redo, which should have happened. And this was all GOP, every bit of it.
It's a shame.
And this is going on in Congress. The Uniparty is ruling supreme in the halls of Congress. And this is another thing I'll say for the Toss Them All movement. I think Comer's done a good job. He's done his job in illustrating the antics of the Biden crime family. And there's no question. There's certainly enough there to have an impeachment and start the hearings. The articles have already been filed by one member, and Kevin McCarthy is sitting on it, not even bringing it to discussion. It's not being discussed in committees, but there's more than enough. And I've concluded that these Democrats are piling, excuse me, the Republicans are piling on with these allegations towards the Biden crime family because they're using this as fodder to defeat Democrats. And that's the only thing they care about. They don't care about justice. They don't care about bringing Biden to trial. They don't care about protecting Trump's candidacy and avoiding election interference. They care about one thing, using this publicity to get themselves reelected. And we need to call a halt to it.
We do. I agree. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, what takes place in grand juries, of course, is secret. There's only one person, or one team, I should say, proposing things to the grand jury. There's no opposing viewpoint allowed. So this particular prosecutor, Fanny is her name, Fanny, she was able to present evidence to the grand jury with no opposition. And the grand jury, I assume, could ask questions, but typically they're not legal professionals that have little understanding about complex legal matters at all. So they're basically left with only the opinion of the prosecutor to lead them wherever the prosecutor wants to lead them, which almost always results in indictments, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, I had this discussion with an attorney yesterday because we didn't think the indictment would come down as quickly as it did. But the question I had for him, I said, how much have you heard that Trump is alleged of saying things that they're trying to bootstrap into a violation of law? And he said one. That he basically needed the votes and wanted the right thing done. And I said, yeah, that's the common phrase. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but there's not 41 statements. We've never heard 41 statements in the mainstream media. And if they'd been made or alleged to be made, we would have been inundated with that reporting on MSNBC and CNN and Fox. So I don't believe it. I don't know how they got 41 counts. That's just beyond me. And then I've never heard of conspiracy to make a false statement. That's actually in the indictment. Conspiracy to make a false statement. I mean, I guess you could say there's a conspiracy to make any statement if you're going to do that. It's just like they're, you know, like I said, throwing excrement up on the wall and hope something sticks. But see, the intent, I don't even think so much as to get an indictment. I think they're trying to get the GOP to turn on Trump, you know, by defaming him. I think that they realize that's their best chance. I don't see, even on their worst day, the Supreme Court ever endorsing any of these indictments. There are going to be convictions because of the venues that they're being held in, like in D.C. So I think that we will see convictions, but I don't see when this goes to the Supreme Court in an expedited manner that they will ever uphold this nonsense. John, look at J6, for example. Trump was already impeached and tried for this, and they didn't get a conviction.
Right.
And this is when the emotions of the country ran high about J6. So if anything, that was their best chance to get Trump. So the Supreme Court will strike this down. This is simply election interference and character assassination for the purpose of, you know, getting Trump out of the way. And I will tell you, there's no one in the GOP that can take Trump's place. DeSantis' campaign is failing, and it's failing for the reasons that I said it would fail. I love Ron DeSantis. There's so many things to admire about this man, and I think he will make a great president one day, but he does not have the national reach or the power within the GOP to raise the funds he needs to raise. And he is also classified as an America First candidate, which puts him at odds with the power establishment in the GOP, namely Rona McDaniel, Mitch McConnell, and Kevin McCarthy, who's really trying to conceal what he's been, but what he has been is a uniparty member up until he took his pledge to get elected to the speaker. So that's right. Where we're at. Hey, I'd like to say a couple words about Maui. Is that okay?
Please, please. We've got a break coming up, but let's get started.
All right. I didn't have any preconceived notions about Maui, and I did know that we would eventually see, you know, allegations of directed energy weapons and so forth and so on. And I've been privately told some things just don't seem to be right. But I'm not jumping on that bandwagon. But I will tell you, the actions of Biden, if they don't want to invite conspiracy theories, well, then Biden has certainly opened the door and fanning the flames. When you have the devastation that we have 1,500 missing people is what I heard this morning on the news. And when he can't stand up to a podium and say our prayers and hopes are with the people of Maui, we will give them every assistance, even if he doesn't go there, which he should.
Hello, this man gave a comment.
Samuel
Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master.
Here's our break. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back after.
In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. It'll be winter before you know it. If you want a wood-burning appliance that has no smoke, seriously, no smoke, you can safely burn pine and cedar, you want the Liberated Rocket Heater. We have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. Dave Hodges, he has a couple of websites, thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Dave, you want to conclude your comments before we take our next call?
Yeah, the concerns I have about the Maui situation, and I've had some people point out that they think there are similarities between Paradise in California and that terrible fire and what happened on Maui. I'm keeping my options open on what I think. I need more evidence either way. But I'll tell you what I don't need evidence about. There were two basic warning systems I understand that should have been enacted. One was the tsunami warnings, sirens that should have gone out, and then cell phone notification. And I saw an interview with the governor of Hawaii where he was asked this question directly. Was this a human failure or a mechanical failure? We don't know. But we know the equipment was destroyed. Well, I'm not buying that all the equipment was destroyed and you had no way to notify anybody. I'm not buying it. This is either extreme incompetence or we need to look into it further. So no warning signals. And there's another issue, too. They're keeping the media out. The editor of the Maui Times has come out and just eviscerated the federal government for not showing up. They're not giving aid. All the aid there right now is local, but they're managing to keep the people out, and they're absolutely furious. And I will give you one thing that will kind of raise your eyebrows. The same police chief that was in charge of Vegas when they had the shooting with the country western concert in Vegas, he is now the police chief of Lahaina. I thought that was really, really interesting. But I'll leave that aside. I won't go into the conspiracy rabbit hole right now, but I'm just saying I'm keeping my eye on this. But here's the interesting thing. When Maui people have been interviewed by phone and by Skype video, they have said the same thing. What are your basic fears? We fear the developers coming in and buying up Lahaina, because the developers have been after us for years. So I went to the State of Hawaii website, and I found that there are huge developments planned all around Lahaina, but it's in a browned out area on the state map. In other words, not available. And so I'm telling you right now, whether it's true or not, this is going to fuel conspiracy theories. And this is conspiracy theories coming out of the locals, not out of people like me. So there's a lot of unanswered questions right now. But FEMA and DHS are not doing their job. Yesterday on the local Phoenix News on independent station Channel 3, they did an interview with a lady who used to be in the Phoenix market, and she is now in Maui, and she was at one of the kitchens where they were serving food, and she said the federal government's nowhere to be found. She said the local teachers actually helped register people so they could get food and shelter. They went and got armbands from the local high school and put them on people, and they'd used them, you know, previously for the prom that they gave to students. So all the aid right now is local, and this is unacceptable. No comment from ice cream eating Joe on the beach. No comment. Okay, no help, and they're giving four times the money to Ukraine than they are to Maui.
Dave, let's be fair to FEMA. Give them some time. It took FEMA a week to find the Superdome. It hasn't been a week yet, so they need at least the week they had to find the Super Bowl dome, don't you think?
Yeah, thank you for being a kindred spirit. you know, at least with Katrina, George Bush flew over and looked out the window, and he got eviscerated. And here's Biden on the beach saying no comment. Where's your empathy for? See, here's my position. Okay, I'm going to sum it up like this: if you needed any more proof that Biden was put into office to take this country down, and he is completely devoid of any empathy for the American people, this is it right here. This is the billboard moment of his administration. Complete depraved indifference. And this is why we need to turn Congress over. It shouldn't be Dave Hodges saying this on the John Moore Show. Shouldn't be saying this at all. This should be right now in the halls of Congress, and they're raising hell in the national media about what's not happening. But it's not happening, John. It's just you and me.
Roger that. Roger that. We got a caller and hold here. We got Linda J. in Missouri. Good morning, Linda J. Lady J. Lady J. Go ahead. Lady J. Okay, Lady J must be on a break.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Hello,
John. Go ahead.
Yeah, recently I was watching a YouTube in which I discovered that in 2015, 60 Minutes reported that the CIA had over 300 members of Congress with Swiss bank accounts. And this scandal enabled a completely independent president and vice president to be elected. Until Trump, we had CIA operatives, I believe, as president. And that would include Bush Sr. and Jr., the Clintons, Mr. Obama. And so if the CIA continues to manipulate and control elections, we will lose our country and the countries of this world.
Okay.
Look at
thank
what
you, thank
they
you for
just
your call,
did.
Lady, we'll get a response from Dave after the break.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to the COVID panel once or twice a week. There's information there that is really life-saving when it comes to the COVID vaccination clot shots, really seriously. Articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, he's not mincing words, not holding back at all, that the COVID vaccinations are meant and designed to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's the desired effect to hurt and kill people. Also, on my website, you'll find products that will help you achieve your goals of being independent with food. We have the high-quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest Right to help you freeze-dry your own food. We have the Liberated Rocker Heaters and, of course, Energy Cleaners that will help you with pain issues and sleep issues both. Check out the Energy Cleaners and the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. Also, there's a link there for Swiss America, excellent articles that are changed several times a week. Okay, we have with us the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Dave Hodges. His two websites are thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Before we get back to our callers, Jeff, how can people subscribe to your website? You're on mute, Jeff. There you go.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button below every video or article.
Roger that. And we'll spend more time with Mr. Nyquist after the top of the hour break when Dave has to get on to some other appointments. Let's see. Our next caller is John in New York. Good morning, John.
Listen, I'm trying to get a hold of Leon at 303-495-2188 Mountain Time, and I cannot get a hold of him to order some oils. I don't know why.
Just leave a message. He'll get back with you. He's a busy guy.
I know he is, but if you could give him a word or something, let him know that John Meeks from New York would like to order some oils. I don't want to bother you, folks, but I love your program, and I love all you guys, the Christians and all about
voicemail.
You.
Leave voicemail. He'll get back with you. Okay.
Okay.
Gentlemen, Dave and Jeff, a friend of mine is calling in right now. This is Linda. She's my neighbor. Her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a 10-minute drive from my home, a beautiful home that was once featured in Better Homes and Gardens. We're going to talk about that for about 2 minutes or so. Good morning, Linda.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us, my dear. We've had a break in the heat, and the humidity's still high, but I'm looking out my window here at my 3-acre forest. Things grow here just like it's a jungle, don't they?
It's unbelievable how thick and lush everything is, right? Especially for this time of year. We've really had some blessings with the weather.
I've got trees next to my driveway that were cut down to the ground a year and a half ago. They're now 10 feet tall. It's just amazing.
And,
But you and your husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which for the time being is a high-end, when I say high-end, international clientele, bed and breakfast that is spotlessly clean. If you're traveling here from Japan or Europe, you expect to see no dust or dust bunnies anywhere, do you?
Right, yeah, we keep it clean. It's difficult sometimes during the year with the pollen and everything, but we keep it clean. It is spotless.
And I know you put up a Christmas tree. Have you picked out the Christmas tree yet? What's it going to be, 16 feet tall?
No, it'll be 12 feet.
The
12-foot tree looks rather small in the room. The ceiling's 30 feet at the peak, right?
Right. And how many bedrooms and how many bathrooms?
Well, there's 4 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, and of course, there's a there's a den. And in my opinion, what I like the most about the house are the outside areas for enjoyment.
When it's fully dark, and you walk around the house looking towards the outside of the property, can you see any electric lights from any other property?
Oh, no, that would be impossible.
Linda.
Even in the wintertime, when the leaves are off the oaks, no, you can't see any lights.
Right.
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 30 or plus photographs at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you like what you see, send me an email. I'll get you a beautiful video. And if you like it to the point where you want to look at it, we'll schedule an appointment to see it when nobody's there from Japan or Europe. Because they want privacy, and they get it, to schedule a private viewing, won't we, Linda?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, right now the flowers and everything's just gorgeous right now. It's a perfect setting for someone,
Linda,
who wants some privacy.
Thank you for calling, and we'll talk soon. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on. Thank you, Linda. Our next caller, gentlemen, it looks like Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Before I get to my comment, I wanted to just make a suggestion. I always thought that place that she was talking about, that great big home there, and would be right for you. You could do seminars and have your people come for consultations. You could do all kinds of things there.
That actually is being discussed, and it's being discussed seriously. But that has been discussed and is being discussed.
Yeah, I think you'd make a good fit. You could add a lot more consultations and more programs and stuff for whatever, you wanted to do,
absolutely,
talks and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to comment on this and what Dave is talking about, and I kind of hesitated I wanted to comment on this a couple of days ago, but I couldn't find the article I read this from, and I still can't find it. So I'm just going to try to summarize it the best I can. When McCarthy and them were, they had all the goods on Biden, right? And instead of moving on it, what they did was they went on recess, right? They took a break. And while they were on break, the prosecutor that Biden is using, that they have, a federal prosecutor who was prosecuting and bringing charges on to Trump, okay, on some of these charges, he was only local. He could only do things in his jurisdiction of D.C. But then while they were on break, just a couple of days ago, he came down and they changed that jurisdiction for this guy to anywhere in the United States. So, and then right after that is when these charges from Georgia came down. So it looks like, and then, of course, this Muppet that we got up there for the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, just sits on his rear, and does nothing. This guy's a total disgrace. This guy needs to be impeached. If anybody needs to be taken out, they need to remove him as Speaker of the House. But he did nothing, and because of that now, I think we're going to look at some serious charges. They might be coming from anywhere. And I agree. Also, I wanted to say with Dave that I'm not sure I think there'll probably be an election, but I don't think I think it'll be rigged, just like the last one. And I think it's going to bench. I think they're going to use, he's going to, Biden is going to increase the war over there in Ukraine, so he can stay in office, basically, because that's the excuse they're going to use. So people wanted to vote for Biden because they didn't want to change in the middle of a major war, right? But then I think that all hell will probably break loose in 2025, because I think the people are going to be fed up with it. I think the people are going to revolt, and I think that probably, after a couple of nuclear bombs hit somewhere, people are going to see this guy's bad news, and we're going to try to get rid of him. But yeah, this isn't just my prediction. I predicted this a long time ago, but there's another guy named Martin Armstrong who's also predicting this, and he has some interesting sites. If anybody ever wants to go, just type into the browser Martin Armstrong. He's an economic advisor and other things, and he uses a program called Socrates that predicts future events, and it's very accurate. Seems to be very accurate, and he's saying the same thing. So we're in for some hard times coming. I mean, and that situation over in Maui, yeah, I do believe there was energy weapons used. This was a disaster over there, major disaster. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to say.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to toss that out there because, like I said, I don't know all the ins and outs about this thing with the prosecutor or with the Biden attorney or whoever it is that was bringing these charges, but they've changed that. And it's all because Kevin McCarthy sat on his rear and did nothing, went on recess. So there okay. we go.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Dave, you got any response for Charlie before we move on?
Yeah, I think a lot of us have the doubts about the Maui situation. I just can't put my hands on something concrete. I'll tell you what a private person told me that I know. He said that he was aware that some people were burned in their cars, incinerated, trying to get out on that one road, and he said the surrounding brush was untouched. And this is what we saw in Paradise. Now, that anomaly doesn't add up to a full valid conspiracy. But I will tell you what I was bringing up earlier. There is huge developments from resorts and so forth by the rich and famous on the west coast of Maui with Lahaina, jutting around Lahaina. And if you needed motive, maybe that's it. But I'll tell you what's really troubling, John, is if you could see this interview with the Hawaii governor, who was at a loss to explain why the two warning systems that should have operated did not work. And this was, it was on either ABC or NBC when I saw this. And I was just thinking, it just total gross incompetence. And do you remember too, John, when they had the fake missile incident in Hawaii and everyone's cell phones were notified that a missile strike was coming?
Right.
Okay. So why wasn't that done here? And this is something that people are going to, I mean, like I said, the government is inviting conspiracies with either their incompetence, their indifference, their failure to act to support these people. It's ludicrous what's happening. And I don't have any firm answers right now, but I'll just say this, because of who we're dealing with, I'm suspicious.
Absolutely. A bit of correction, something earlier. The chief of police at Maui, John Peltier, he was not the chief of police at Las Vegas. He was the incident commander for the Las Vegas Police Department.
That was actually reported on network news. So you're saying they got it wrong?
Well, I've heard it from other sources as well.
Yeah, this is how it was reported, Vegas. John. They said this is the second disaster that he's overseen.
Right.
That's how it was reported.
He would have been the man on the ground, the incident commander for the Las Vegas Police Department. But let's get back. A couple of callers ago, we had an inquiry about the CIA controlling who becomes president for a number of administrations. Do you have any response to that?
I think they make penetration wherever they can. They're an organization that's based on control. I just read something the other day that Obama's been linked to the CIA for some time. You have the revelations about the CIA and the JFK assassination, and the CIA is blocking the release by intimidating presidents with regard to releasing the JFK files, which are supposed to have been released. I believe it was fully released in 2016. Even Trump was intimidated into silence. So, the CIA is a bad operation. Am I surprised? No. We have to look for explanations on why people in Congress are not responding to the Biden crime family actions. There's more than enough evidence to convict, and they're doing nothing.
Robert Kennedy, doing his interview with Tucker Carlson, said that the top leadership at the CIA does not believe in the American Republic and the right of the American people to choose who they want to be their leaders, that they do that on their behalf. And they also said that the CIA has overthrown 80 governments since their inception in 1947.
Probably I'd say that's about right. Right. You know, John, let me just add to that too. I know people in the CIA. I have sources, and some of them come on air. They just don't tell you they're CIA, and they can't. But there are two basic CIAs. There's the group that really is working strategically on behalf of the government and the country, and then there's the group that's international. They have nothing to do with this country. They work with American taxpayer funding, and they're involved in all kinds of illicit activities around the world. And I'll name a couple of them: gun running, child sex trafficking, and drug running. And a lot of the Vietnam War was tied to the Golden Triangle, and the CIA had their hand in that one too. And the Golden Triangle was about heroin.
Absolutely. Well, very dear friend of mine. He's now deceased. He was with the fifth Special Forces Group in Vietnam. And when he's getting ready to leave, he was handed a brown paper sack full of $100 greenbacks, $100 bills. And he says, "What's this for?" And the guy, one of his team members, handed it to him. And he says, "What do you think we made all those trips to Cambodia for, Bob?"
I know.
And he took the cash and went home. And so that's a first-hand reporting. They were transporting the dope back in the metal coffins of the GIs that were landing at Dover Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware. That's no secret, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's distressing. The question I keep asking myself is: America past the point of no return? And if we haven't reached that, is there a peaceful way to solve the dilemmas that we find ourselves in?
Well, I spent the weekend at the Red Pill Expo put on by G. Edward Griffin up in Des Moines, Iowa. He's advocating a nationwide group to take back control of school boards and city governments and county governments to turn this thing around and do it nonviolently. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. the machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We got open lines right now. Dave, you got to scoot out of here, I know, and just...
John, I want to mention something I didn't get to.
Please.
There have been weapons caches that have been found in a small town in Texas. It made the local media there, Throngton, I believe it is, 187 people, and also here in Arizona. And that came to me from a Border Patrol source I've got. And these weapons caches could be for the cartel, but I'm inclined to think it's for Chinese military activities. There are a lot of stories circulating about what's coming, and I'm very fearful. And the fact that this is not in the national media really heightens my suspicions.
Well, can you get some details?
This is something that broke yesterday, and I was really distracted by Maui. And I want to say one more thing about Maui. A lot of people don't know this, and I'm still deciphering how much of our sensitive military eyes and ears are in Maui. But I've been told Space Force, deep space imaging gathering, and a whole bunch of others, high-speed performance computers that has huge influence over our military operations, and a whole bunch more I can't remember off the top of my head. But if any of those were compromised in this fire, and I don't know that they were, this would be to the disadvantage of our military and to the advantage of China.
Okay, well, here's what to look for if you can get details on these caches. Would be any written material. What language are they written in? Is it Chinese, Russian, Spanish, combination? That would be critical, because if there's complex weapon systems, there's going to be manuals for maintenance and use of these weapons.
John, let me ask you this. Do you know what STX rifles are?
STX? Not offhand, no.
Okay. What about STK?
No. No.
All right. Because that was something I was told, and that bounced off me as I didn't understand it. All right, well, I will look into that more. But, the one thing I'll say is this. When we sum everything up that we're talking about across various medias, it's really clear to me that the globalists are making their move right now to consolidate power and to take over all national sovereignty.
Okay. I'm looking up here. Sig Sauer makes a bolt action STX. That would be a sniper rifle is what that would be.
Okay.
So... That's what that is. That's a specialized weapon system for men that are highly trained to shoot a target from hundreds of yards away.
Not likely to be a cartel member, right?
I don't know the capability of the cartels. We don't think of them as being sophisticated. It takes a pretty high level of training to pull that off, make use of that kind of weapon system. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Enjoy your day. We'll have you back next week, and we'll continue with Mr. Nyquist after the break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.